about their folk, their grandfather folk teach. Except that I know that that old man, old Hugh Montgomery, was my grandfather on my grandmother's side.
Now, was your grandmother Rebecca or Rachel?
She's Rachel.
She was Rachel.
And Rebecca was married old Colonel Wilbur.
Well, and how many children did your grandmother then and Governor
my
Stokes
my grandmother had? Stokes had 9 children. And he moved from Rowan County to Wilson and built that, what they call the old Stokes Mansion now, 3 stories high. And then I heard my aunt talk about them, but I don't remember that. See, I was a baby when my parents died, and they were all in, the place was sold. My grandmother, it was sold when she died. And so I don't know anything about that.
Do you know what exactly brought Governor Stokes to settle in Wilkes County?
Well,
do you know why he happened to settle in Wilkes County, Governor Stokes?
No, I don't. But there was 3 Stokes that come here from across the border. One of them, the old settled in North Carolina, and one in Virginia, and one in Tennessee. That's the old. I've heard that, but I don't know how, don't know where Grandpa Stokes was born or anything about it. I could have asked my aunt more questions. I don't see why I didn't, but these Stokes, my father's sisters and brothers and all of them, they were all married and had their part, and it was sold, the Stokes property. All got their part except my father and my brother, and he was in the war, and then our part was mine, my brother's part. My grandmother willed him, my father, more than any child she got, and it was all sold and settled in bankruptcy and everything, and I never did get anything.
Well, tell me, when in you all were able to get together for parties. You did occasionally have parties, maybe, and did you have dances then?
Do what?
Did you have dances and parties?
Oh, I've heard they had dances. I never was at a dance in my life.
Oh.
But they had parties all up and down the river. I've heard people at the different places, but my father was a great dancer, they said, but I don't remember anything. I never was at a ball in my life. It was a kind of, you weren't allowed to dance then if you belonged to a church.
To any church, is that right?
No. I don't know. I never danced. Never wanted to. Couldn't if I wanted to.
Oh, I don't know about that. You said something earlier that you had heard that Governor Stokes was considered a great joker. Was he noted for his sense of humor and the clever things he would say or what he did?
Yes, I've heard that he was a great joker, and furthermore, I'm ashamed to say he was a great cusser.
Oh, was he?
I've heard that. I never appreciated telling it.
Well, did his jokes, was it?
I don't know anything about his jokes.
I thought perhaps there might have been some particular classic joke that might have been passed on.
I don't know anything about that. I know very little about the Stokes family because my mother's mother raised me, Mrs. Triplett, she was, and my grandfather, Triplett, he died right after the Civil War, and I lived there, 9 miles above Wilkesboro, as long till I got old enough to go to school. And my husband's uncle was my guardian.
Now, your grandmother and grandfather Triplett, had they both been born in Wilkes County?
Yes, I guess so. They were born in Wilkes.
Well, now, was either one of them old enough to remember back in the days? Oh no, that'd be too far back. The Revolution. I was trying to think of it. No, that would.
I don't
antedate them. If they, you were born in 1860.
Don't guess. My grandmother been in the Revolution.
Was there any after the war here? Was there any trouble with the Ku Klux Klan or with any of the other?
I never heard of the Ku Klux Klan. I never did know what it was because I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't know, how long that was after the war.
Well, do you know, was there a Freedmen's Bureau set up here in Wilkes? Of course, there were so few slaves here. I don't know whether there would have been any necessity for it. Or have you ever heard whether there was?
No, I never heard that. The Negroes all went free after the war, and I don't know what went with them, nothing about it. Only I know that when I went to my grandmother's to live, my mother died, they sent a Negro man and a Negro woman. I had a nurse and this Negro man to care for me and my brother. And then when the Yankees come through there, the first they knew of the Yankees was this Negro man going and taking the Yankees to where my grandmother's horses were hid. I remember that. Remember him telling that. And this nigger girl that was my nurse died the same disease my mother did right after I went. I don't remember her, but I remember old Jim Stokes. He was the old nigger man. You know, the niggers all did whatever the Yankees told them. This old Jim was taking the Yankees. Why my grandmother had her horses hid, and they stole every horse she had.
Now, do you think, did he lead them there because they forced him to do so, or because he wanted to?
I guess he wanted to. As soon as the Yankees come, they went right. I heard my aunt tell that. Just as soon as the Yankees, they went right to the nigger house and to the niggers, and they went. I remember the Yankees going through my grandmother's house and stealing everything they wanted. And my father had a beautiful sword given him by the Mexican soldiers when he was in the Mexican War. They stole my daddy's sword. It was at my grandmother's.
Oh, what a shame, Lisa.
So there's an old man, Sneed, in here that went to these Yankees and told them about that sword. And they give the sword back.
Oh, they did.
And that sword now is in the Hall of History at Raleigh. It's a beautiful sword. Given to him by the non-commissioned officers in the Mexican War, that each one was not allowed to give but the dollar.
That must have bought a beautiful sword in those days.
It's a beautiful sword. It's the prettiest sword there. There's several swords there. And I've been to the Hall of History and all that, but my father's sword, it has his name on it. And I just, they wanted it, Colonel, they wanted it there in the Hall of History. And I guess it's a fine thing it was there when my house burnt. I guess it was
Yes.
It's no good only to keepsake.
Well, you must have lost so much of historical value in the burning of your house.
Yeah.
Where were you living when the house was burned?
It was about 3 miles below here. It was after my husband died, and the chimney caught fire, and an awful cold, windy March day, and the chimney caught fire, and a little cinders or something fell down and caught the top of the house, and then the water was, we had no, didn't got all the things out of the house could, of course, lost a lot.
Do you have any antique pieces, any furniture that had been in the possession of your family for a long time? Were you able to rescue any of those? And do you still have them?
Well, I'd sold most of that for house cover. Oh, I had some old furniture, tables and things. I sold them to old antique. I don't care for antique things. And there was a lot sold at my grandmother's sale. Grandmother's store, but I was a baby then.
How about old letters and documents? Do you all still have anything of that sort left?
No.
That could be entered in as part of our early history?
No, you see, I had the old Stokes Bible, and it was bought in 1800, and it had my grandfather's name. This is the property of Munford Stokes. And in 1800, and it was burnt. And grandmother had 9 children, and their names are all in there, but they're all gone.
What a shame.
And she had, I don't know how many girls. She didn't have but 3 boys. Hugh Stokes was her oldest child, and she was just 16 when he was born.
My goodness.
And I don't remember seeing him but one time. He was a great school teacher. But and then there was Dave Stokes, went home. And they're all buried up yonder at that old Stokes mansion.
All in the family cemetery there?
Yeah, we used to have them in this old Hackett graveyard down the river here where the old Hacketts were buried.
What are some of the other names of families that lived here then that are still familiar and well-known names in the county that come to your mind?
I don't remember.
Well, I heard you mention Professor Barber. I presume
he was
related to the Barbers that live in Wilkesboro now?
Yes, he's Miss Elizabeth Barber, great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He was a school teacher, Mr. Barber, an Episcopal preacher,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Richard Barber. And he married a Mrs. Peden. I guess you heard of the Peden family, John, Joe, and Miss Fanny Peden. They were Mr. and Mrs. Barber's first children. She was married. She was a Miss Williams. And she married her husband was killed, Mr. Bill Peden. And she married Mr. Barber with those three children, and then she had just two children,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Will Barber and Miss Mary. And that Miss Elizabeth Barber lives in Brooksburg.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Will is dead. Miss Fanny and Miss Mimi. I went to school to Mr. Barber.
Do you remember the names of any of your classmates any time during your school years?
No, I went to school. I had none except Miss Mimi. Miss Mimi Barber was she was not very much older than me. And then I had a schoolmate of Miss Florrie Mott.
Mott, uh-huh.
She was from Statesville. Florrie did.
Well, now the Coles family, I know, was an old family here. Did you know the Coles?
Coles, I remember.
Mr. Charlie Coles.
Yes. I remember Charlie Coles was older. There was old man Coles was married twice.
Yes, uh-huh.
And Charlie's his second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie, I knew him.
His half-brothers, his elder brothers.
Yes,
uh-huh.
And they are, all those older ones are dead, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Arthur Coles was the oldest, Arthur and Andrew and Joe, I think were their names. I knew Mr. Arthur Coles real well. And then there's Charlie Coles. I reckon he has one sister living yet. I reckon there's a Mrs. Mott here in this town that was Charlie Coles' daughter.
Yes, she's a young woman, Mrs.
Yes,
Carol Coles Mott.
And I went to school with the Mott boys, Florrie Mott. Miss Florrie Mott married Andrew Gold.
Well, I think you've been wonderful to give us.
And so the Colds are all in the Craners. I remember old man.
The Craners?
Craner.
Mm-hmm.
I remember old Mrs. Craner and old Mr. Craner. Just seen them when I was a child.
Did they live near you?
They lived in Brooksboro. Old man Craner did. And Mr. John Craner, Mr. Frank Craner lives over there in Brooksboro.
Yes, I know he does now.
I knew the Craners and the Finleys. I went to school and boarded Mr. Gus Finleys.
Now, where did he live?
Mr. Gosford lived. He lived in the, what is this great town now, this. And Mr. John Finley lived over where the hospital is.
Oh, yes, uh-huh, where the new hospital is.
And Mr. Gosford lived on this side. It was called Fairmount.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, that's the Fairmount.
And you boarded at his home while you went to school?
I went to school there and boarded at Mr. Gosford's.
Mm-hmm.
And went to school there. I've been scattered all over the country. I never had any home. Wherever I put the school, I put there, you stayed there. Wherever I...
You must have been a very good little girl.
I couldn't do anything else.
Perhaps it didn't enter your head to do anything else.
Yes, well, I went to school with my home till I went to another school. And I boarded down into... My guardian was lived with his sister, Mrs. Hunt. He was Mr. Jim Hackett, and he never was married, and he's my guardian, and he died. Why, his nephew took his place, and then he was my guardian.
Well, was that your husband then?
Yes.
You married your guardian?
Yes.
Oh, how interesting.
And I married him. And I wasn't quite 21 when I was married. And he was 13 years older than I was. And they always told us, I don't think that's right. They always called Mrs. Hunt was all the sister the Hacketts had, Dr. Hackett and Mr. Jim Hackett, Charlie Hackett and Eric Hackett. They all had an aunt, and Mrs. Hunt was their sister.
Oh, I see.
He lived with his sister, and that was, he took me there, that is one of my homes.
Oh, yes.
I went to school to Mr. Barber. I stayed all the week to do that, and then come over to Miss Hunt's every Friday evening and stay till Monday morning. Me and my brother. So I was just scattered around anywhere.
Well, then, after you and your husband were married, did you continue to live there?
Live there where the Privets live now. My husband sold one part of his farm to Mr. Ida Privet and built a house on the other side of the river, creek. And the other side of the creek was the old Hackett place. And we lived there till he died, till the house burned.
Mm-hmm.
And we never did build it back. And I've been living here 30 years. Oh, and I don't remember much.
When you
my husband wasn't old enough to go to the war.
No,
his brother went to the war, but my husband wasn't old enough. I've heard him a lot talk about the war.
Now, when you moved into this house where you are now, how many other houses, were there up here on the hill?
No.
Were there many other houses up here on the hill when you moved in here?
Yes, about a million out here as well.
Is that right? I didn't realize that. You say you've been here 30 years. I didn't know that it was filled up that much here in North Wilkesboro 30 years ago.
Yeah, those houses, there's been two or three built down off that street since we lived here. But this, not across here, has been built quite lately.
Yes, of course, that is new.
Well, there was a house there when we moved here that was older than this house, but they tore it down and built that one.
That's the house where the Siddons live.
Siddons, yes. Mr. Press Jones owned that that's who they bought it from.
Well, I certainly think you've been nice to give us so much of your time.
Well,
we do appreciate it so much.
I don't know whether it's doing you any good or not.
Oh, it's very interesting to hear you talk.
It's all hearsay. I don't know anything about it. I just remember the war and how we used to live in the time of the war. See, the war went on 4 years, but I was too little to remember anything about it. Things would have been different if my father had lived, but he had his mother to will it to be sold, and that's how come it was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother Stokes was sued. And I don't know whether my grandmother Stokes was living when my father married or not. I could have found out from my aunt, but I don't know why I never asked questions.
I don't think as children we're very interested in history. We're more interested in the future then.
Yeah. Well, I never. Just went from place to place. They didn't have any schools then much, and they just went to the. We had any school with my children. I had. We just had a teacher in the family. People just had teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come and teach and. We just had a teacher in our family. Mine wasn't in a school close enough for my children to go to school. And this school here in Wilford wasn't built when my children were going to school. Well, it was far from the wall what they did. My younger children, my three younger children walked 3 miles to school every day. Across the creek, across the trestle. They used to help start. I'd watch them across the trestle, ready to train and get them. But they walked. It's 3 miles down the river. And they walk 3 miles to school, and now they can't walk 3 steps.
That's right. If they don't live where the bus comes, that their parents have to carry them there, don't they? You're certainly right about that.
Don't live. If the bus don't come, they don't go to school. They don't know such a thing as a riding to school in those days.
Well, I.
We all had to walk. My children walked.
I wondered just how much more their education meant to them, if it did mean more, because of having to walk to get it rather than being carried.
I reckon so. My children had to walk, because my husband died when my youngest child was 5 years old. And I had three that were younger than she. And I had to get up. We always get up before light, and I'd watch them across Strussville and then before daylight to walk to Wilkesboro to school. And I never was able to send them to my school. I went to Salem school 1 year, but I had got along somehow. I always intended to build back, but then the war come on, and my oldest son was too old to go to the first war, and this my other son went to the war, and the other one wasn't old enough. And he didn't know whether he'd come home or not, but he got along all right.
That was a happy day when you saw him come home, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the house got burnt just a week before he came home.
Well, thank you so very much for helping us out, and I know it's going to mean a great deal to all the people interested in Wilkes history.
If I can do any good, I'm glad to do it.
Well, I'm sure you have, and I hope you'll let us come back again sometime.
Anytime you want.
Well, it's been just wonderful. Thank you so very much.
When I think about how long it's been, it's awful. I'm nearly 100 years old.
Now, you have quite a ways to go to get to be 100. Don't be bragging yet a while.
Well, I tell you, it's no pleasure to get to be so old.
Really and truly?
No, when you get so I can't see. I can't hardly see. I couldn't no more tell who you were or nothing.
Well, think of all the ugly sights you miss.
I can't see and I can't read a word.
Well, that does make it bad, I know, not being able to read.
I just sit here, but I have a wonderful...